You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie Wood, Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here at our Body Confidence LOA Style at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And you meet with us every week. And what we have suggested is that you send in stories so that we can really talk about what coaching we can do with you around what's going on in your life and body confidence and your business. So with that said, Sharon, I introduce you to the floor. What are you up to?
Thank you. a lot of playing on Facebook and posting our weekly podcasts, which is a lot of fun for me. I really have fun with all this stuff. I really enjoy our time together, and I know that, you know, we both offer a free introductory to coaching session. And I wanted to tell everybody out there that I actually have two or three slots per week that I set aside to speak to anybody out there that wants to get a little taste for what it is to be coached around. You know, basically what I like to talk about is relationships, but coaching could be around anything or any topic. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at SharonShrieky@gmail.com, SharonShrieky@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from everybody out there. And stories, keep them coming. They're so much fun. Stephanie and I, we have fun reading the letters, and we really love that. How about you, Steph? Tell me what's going on. What's happening with you?
Well, what's basically going on is I'm being more thoughtful with my body knowledge system with my clients around what's going on with their business. And they're enjoying that. And as entrepreneurs, we know that there's a balance between family and business and all that kind of stuff. And you could reach me at bodyawe.com. There's some free ebooks on there. You'll see a link to my body knowledge system playbook. I call it a playbook because I created it in a way that you could write in it like a journal, which I'm very proud of. So with that said, Sharon, I think I sent this to you, but I'll reiterate it. This gentleman sent this this thought where he said he was feeling rather exhausted by his work. And he found himself looking forward to his next break more than he thought he should be with his work. He didn't tell me what kind of work he does, which doesn't matter in coaching. Mm-hmm. So he says, I go back and forth and struggle to know if I am truly feeling burnt out or if I just want to take a break. And how can he use body confidence, the body's intelligence, to help him through this? So what was your first thought when you read this?
Yeah, so when I my first thought was contradictory energy. Let me just explain. When we have contradictory energy, like when we want something but we don't want it, or we doubt ourselves, I feel like that causes exhaustion. Our mind is constantly flipping around from, you know, should I do this? Should I do that? You know, like maybe I do this, maybe I'll fail, maybe I won't, maybe, you know, all the thoughts, you know, all the energy around making decisions or doing something or not doing something, it causes exhaustion. I mean, I don't know about you. Have you ever felt that?
Well, yes, but I really don't like feeling that. And my body says, if you keep doing this, I'm going to put you flat on your back.
Right. And then there's
Stop. You don't keep doing it. But I think there's something underlying that, which is what we do in coaching as well, is what do you feel is underlying this exhaustion?
So I think that doubt is a big one. Doubting ourselves, doubting or
so you know, think that he doesn't think he's doing a good job?
Just, what do you, mean? Worried about the decisions that we make. Actually, you know, the thing that popped into my head was a business plan. I'll tell you why. So recently, I was asked to write a business plan for myself. And when I finished the business plan, I was able to think clearer because I knew what I wanted. And I think that sometimes people don't have a clear picture of what they want and their direction. And when you don't have a clear picture, a lot of doubt comes into your mind when making decisions. And I think
so what questions would you ask him? His story.
Well, you know, what you want, you take away all of the reality, I think. I think that it's a nice conversation when you can just say, what is it that you want? Let's not talk about reality. Let's really talk about what you want. Where do you see yourself? And that is that's very telling. You know, I think that we're always...
Well, that seems like a really big question. I mean, if you ask me that, what do I want? I mean, can you make it more specific? I mean, he's telling us that he's exhausted by work.
Right.
So I'll give you my questions and you give me yours.
Okay.
So I would say to him first, and again, with coaching, we try not to ask yes and no questions. So with a what or a how would it feel if you went to work every day and you, not how would it feel, how would it feel and look if you went to work, when you went to work every day, you felt great.
Right.
That would be one question.
Yeah. So like even drawing out the picture of it, what are you doing? Where are you? You know, what does it look like? Say sometimes when you play out the picture of it, of what success looks, what is success in, you know, in what you're doing look like? When you start to like flesh it out and talk about it, it becomes like an exciting picture and it becomes real. And then clarity sets in. And then all of a sudden you're like, I know what I'm going for. I have a clear picture of my end result. Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? Like, so.
When you ask that, I know a lot of coaches do that. I just want to see myself between today. I get a little annoyed when somebody asks me, where do I want to be in 5 years? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, I just like have to talk about that.
I'll tell you. If it's not a personal thing. If it's in business, it's really fleshing out what you want. For me, I'll tell you only because of my experience. Once I saw that on paper, once I saw what I wanted, where I wanted to be, I was able to work backwards from it. I was able to say, oh, okay. So if this is where I want to be, and that's what I want, what are the steps to get me there?
Well, I think as a coach, we want to tell our clients as well that to be flexible, okay? If something that you said you wanted to have done by the next year is not happening and there are like different paths that you took, then you rework your business plan.
Right. I think that it's a work in progress. Yeah, you're always, it's never set in stone.
But I think we have to be, I think we have to be really clear about that. It's not set in stone.
Right, absolutely. It's a creation. Like all of life. I mean, we're constantly creating and changing and moving. And as we go, we learn lessons and then we change our path and then we learn something else. It's only the way I see it is it's really about the learning, you know. It's you know, the learning and the path. And of
course,
it
sounds like this gentleman, he's being really hard on himself.
Yeah, he did. He was, but I feel like I've been there where I've felt, you know, let's say in a certain, like a task or something that I had to get done, the thoughts sometimes in our head or the doubt or the you know, contradictory energy that we have, you know, like, should I do it? Should I not do it? How do I do it? Maybe I'm not doing it right. Those kinds of thoughts are exhausting. You just want to sleep. You want to just put your head down and reset and, you know, or
well, that's what I do. That's what I do with my body knowledge system, where you get more into your body. What would your body like? Does your body like it when your mind is spinning around?
You know what?
Like a dreidel? No, we don't want that. So the body says, chill out. Come on.
Right.
Take
because
a step. And what would happen if you did that? What is the worst thing that would happen? Not much.
Right. I agree with you. You know what? I think that I heard once that the body, like, is the subconscious. The subconscious mind plays out in the body. You know how, like, when you have a problem or something's on your mind, you feel it in body. You could feel it in your stomach, fluttering in your chest. You know, when you have a problem or something's happening in life, we actually feel it in our bodies. That's the subconscious mind plays out in our body. And so when we use our body, it sort of changes something in our subconscious.
Well, I would say versus using, I would use the word listening.
Listening.
Which we've talked about this before, listening to her or him. And, you know, the final question that this gentleman had for us is, can being more connected to my body help me? So what would be some steps? I mean, it's easy to say, oh, just connect to your body. But people don't know how to do that. How do you do that?
So, you know, I ask myself,
I drink
very
often a glass of orange juice and I'm on my way. I mean, you know, just give the body what she wants. She wanted orange juice. I'm good.
I put my hand on my heart and I say, do I want this? Is this what I want? Do I want it? Am I leaning? Do I feel, you know, it's so funny. One time I took a course in kinesiology. I don't know.
My wow, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, it was great. It was kinesiology.
Can you give us some words that you've learned that you remember?
Some words? I could give you a cool trick. I'm going to tell you the greatest thing that I learned about. Okay, so in the middle, we had our break. The teacher said, you know, the body has the knowledge inside of it. It has an There is a knowledge
innate.
In the body.
Innate.
Great word. So he said, if you take a food and you put it onto your thymus gland, which is by your chest, your body will either lean forward or push back, almost like a pendulum. It's an intelligence that our body has, whether this food is going to be good for me or whether it's not. And so it was so much fun to play with this. We just played with that. You know, I took an apple. I put it on my thymus gland, which is like right between your neck, your throat, and your chest. And either you feel your body leaning towards it or leaning away from it. And it was really cool to see that our body has its own intelligence of what it wants, what it leans forward towards, or what it like pushes back. And I love chocolate, but when I put that chocolate bar there, it was like, whoa, I was leaning back. It was such a crazy thing, but it was, you know, we were playing, but it was fun. He was just wanted to bring his point that our body does have this intelligence. And so that was the basis of kinesiology, where your muscles and your, you know, your actual body can tell you, give you information.
And I'm just going to pause us here right now, tell people how they can contact you.
Okay. You can contact me at SharonShriki@gmail.com. That's SharonShriQui@gmail.com. And we are very eager for all your letters and your questions. And how about you, Steph?
Well, I'm going to give my toll-free number, 1-866-76-COACH, C-O-A-C like in cat, H like in Harry. And, you know, leave a message. I'm in Eastern Standard Time. We can meet by phone. Leave your cell phone number. I'll get back to you, and we'll make an appointment for an uplifting body confidence coaching experience. So with that said, Sharon, I wanted to bring, I don't know if you received my email about this. Another lady talked about she wants to stop comparing her business to others. So, you know, she likes to be a little competitive, which is cool. So she wants to, her question to us as coaches is, I want to calm down my competitive spirit. What do you think she means about that? Because we both run our own businesses. We're entrepreneurs. Yeah. I have never felt that competitive edge because I'm empathetic with my fellow coaches. I want them to do as well as I do. So what question would you ask her to get to the heart of this?
And you know what? It's funny because I have this, I'm just like you in that sense that I have that empathetic sense to me. And so I would think that, but many people have that competitive personality or that, you know, wanting to be the best, wanting to
be question, better. Yeah, the question I would ask her would be, first of all, what does competitiveness look like? You know, not to get, you know, therapeutic or anything. I mean, what is this competitiveness that you feel? I mean, what is it? What is it? I don't even know what it is because I've never practiced it. Unless, like, I'm walking alongside my walking partner and I want to walk faster. That's about it.
I think that what it's about is you know, something, an idea or a belief that you grow up with that you need to be better. Yeah, or that you need to be the best in order to be worthwhile, in order to be, you know, worthy. If you're the best, then you are worthy. And I think that that's an idea. I think that the best thing to do is to come up, is to talk and see maybe we could find the belief. You know, there's always a belief behind all of that. And through these conversations, it's revealed. And it's very eye-opening. I really see shifts in people when they reveal
their... Do you see it in your children? When they feel like they have to do... You know, competitive, if I gave it a definition, is to do better.
Yes, so I have five children, and I definitely see the more competitive ones, the ones that are, you know, always, you know, fight harder for the attention. You know, they're a little louder. They're a little bit more insistent.
That could be deafening. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's the ones that just, like, you know, meld into the background, and they're just, this is their personality. And some are, you know, this is who I am. Mom. And you know what? They need a different type of attention and a different type of mom. And so we adjust to that type and the quiet type. And that's part of being a mom and a coach as well, because everybody comes with their personality, and we need to adjust to everyone. And the questions are different.
But it sounds like from this woman, I really want to stop comparing my business to others. So it seems like the competitive nature that you might inherently have, it's not making her feel good. It's bothering her. But like you just said about, you know, one of your children is that, you know, maybe it's just inherent.
Yeah, well, it's the belief that if I, if I succeed, then I am worthy. You know, I mean, I'm just saying that in my experience, that's basically, you know, what precedes it, this belief of I am not worthy unless I am the best. And it is exhausting, and it's, you know, it wears on a person. I think, you know, that feeling of always needing to be the best, of always winning. And then when a person doesn't win, it destroys them. It hurts them inside. They feel like a profound.
So how do we, but how do we put this with like athletes, Olympian athletes who strive to win? Do you think they have a healthy consciousness around what this competition is? Like, maybe they're just competing with themselves. And if they win, they win. I don't know. Thoughts?
I think that I think it's a per case basis. I don't think there's one fit.
I agree.
Yeah, everybody is
one
based on their personality. Absolutely, because you know. When some people were told that this is the way they have to be, and some people have it inside innately, they run on this that this is how they want it for themselves. So is it somebody who is pushing you, or is it you who is pushing yourself? You know, there's a lot of different variables, but I think that that's the beauty of coaching, I think, is when you sit down for a coaching conversation, you get to know the person holistically, you know, the whole person, and what runs them and what they're feeling and how they handle things. And then you create a package for them, you know, a solution that fits their specific personality. It's really... that's where the empathy, I think, that, you know, the empathy that you have and I have, it fits in, because we're able to feel it out and see what that person is needing and what that person...
But they find out for themselves and they start to give that empathy to themselves. So these, you know, I'm just looking at the words, because I know words are very powerful in law of attraction. It's exhaustion, comparison, competition. To me, cutthroat. I can quickly become cutthroat about my business. Those words are not helping. And I know when we teach law of attraction principles to our clients, they catch themselves. Oh my God. Is that really
helping me? They hear themselves.
Well, now they hear it.
Through the talk, they hear what they, you know, their verbiage, or maybe the coach will repeat, you know, catch a word that they say, and then
because you don't realize half the time what you're saying,
right.
So what would be a one or two messages you would tell our audience before we leave them today?
So I think that the first story and the second story, you know, if we could tie those two together and tie them in a way that when we understand a person, when we understand our motives and our feelings and what's going on, I think that when we know what we want, we know how to energize ourselves. We need to give time. Self-care is important. I think the first person that wrote in was maybe not giving enough time to himself and allowing himself to become exhausted. I think that the overachieving person in the second letter was perhaps feeling this stress because maybe something that she is motivated to, or she, I don't know. But what do you think, Steph?
Well, I challenged myself to ask my clients certain questions. So with the gentleman who said he was exhausted from work, is asking him, what would make you feel better, period. The question to the woman with loving competition, I'm going to take a little bit from Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
How is that working for you? If it's working for you, fine. Do it.
Right.
No, I'm really serious. I'm making a funny, but how is that working for you? So with that said, Sharon, give everybody your Gmail. I'll give everybody my contact information, and we're off and running till the next week. Go ahead, girlfriend.
Awesome. It's SharonShriqui@gmail.com, SharonShriqui@gmail.com. And you?
BodyAwe, BodyAwe.com, or 1-866-76-COACH, COACH, and both of us will give you uplifting body confidence coaching experiences on us.
Yeah.
All right, kiddo, I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.